Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
So at the moment, I can see the boats just getting ready to push out. They've got the poles attached to them. They're pushing out into the middle of the river. Now, this means there's about 30 seconds, perhaps less, to go. It will be getting ready. You've got to stay a boat and a half length. So the coxswain will be holding a bung that keeps them attached to their station. Everyone will be getting ready, trying to get the direction of the boat appropriate so they don't go straight into the bank. They'll be in their race kit. They'll have their minds focused. The cannons have gone. So now they start. They've got to get the speed of the boat up. And they've got to keep throwing. Again, down it. They can get past the head of it. They will be hoping to go. Being chased by Keys. Keys got bumped on the first day, but has managed to go over for the last 2 days. So Keys will be hoping to bump Downing to get today and get the headset back. They lost on that first day. Got Downing wearing tough now. It's very windy, very powerful. They've got clear water ahead of them. A nice line on the corner there. Followed by Keys. Keys about 2 boat lengths behind, but looking very powerful indeed. Followed by Jesus, and again, Jesus still about a foot and a half behind. They are cut. And the big distance behind them, we have Lady Margaret and Rod. Maggie are in the very tight line in the corner.
Ben.
Made by Steve, who are looking a bit more messy. I think there's a good few boat lengths there.
Ben.
They probably are unlikely to catch Maggie over the course. Over to you, Ben. What can you see on Grassy?
Well, what I can see is the magisterial, stunning rowing of Downing M1. 100 people on their feet here at Grassy, many of them steering Downing, including the ones right behind me. I'm sure you can hear that something. Downing coming in time with those jumps, and at least 2 boat lengths ahead of Keys. It looks more likely that James will catch Keys than Keys will catch Downing. Downing are rowing stunningly. 8 powerful men and their cocks. Their cox is keeping calm, very relaxed, because Downing are doing their job. 5 boat lengths between Downing and Keys. Keys have only 1 boat length ahead of Jesus. And if Jesus maintain this razor-tight line around the barges, they will be worrying the yellow Vespoli banana boat that Keys are powering around the corner. LMDC, a good 8 boat lengths behind these. They're nowhere. Behind them, of course, you've got Queens. Queens being hotly pursued by Pembroke, and behind Pembroke, first and third M1, desperate to avoid Spoons, but there is almost already overlap, I think. Is that the bump? That's the bump, yes. It's quick, short-lived, first and third have been bumped by Christ M1, and they're clearing quickly, thank goodness, because behind them, Peterhouse are being hotly pursued by St. Cats. Becky, is anything up and down below you at first place? I'm afraid we can't seem to get through to Becky, so I'm going to throw instead to Ollie, who's on the bottom corner. Ollie, what's going on?
So I just got down here and went, and he passed me rowing gloriously on this smooth river. They're clearing the corner, and there's no way Keys are going to be catching them. Behind that, I've got Keys. Now it's down about 3/4 of a boat length between Keys and Jesus. Jesus are taking a tighter line here, it looks like. Keys are really struggling now. They're putting on a hard push, but Jesus look like they might be going to capitalise as it comes to the reach. Then about 5 or 6 boat lengths behind that, I've got LMBC, who are in clear water. You know, they can't catch Jesus in front, and it looks like they're not going to be troubled by Queens behind, who, of course, they bumped yesterday. So about 4 boat lengths by now, we've got Ben. Queens, and Queens look like they're about to get bumped by Pembroke. Pembroke are really coming in hard now. It looks like there could be a bump here between Pembroke and Sea, and Queens is best as they come out of this corner. I think we've got overlap. They're coming in hard. Pembroke have just gone for the bump. They missed it. So Pembroke are moving back now. Pembroke are coming in. We've got definite overlap now. Pembroke are really surging. Every stroke, they're about to hit. I'm going to follow this transition corner. I'm following this transition corner now. Any moment now, bump must be imminent. And yeah, Queens have conceded. So Queens have been bumped by Pembroke. Pembroke moving into play. Back to you, Ben.
Well, Kings have just bumped Claire M1 right in front of me, striking beautifully, really stunningly. Kings have just bumped up on Claire. The squeaky toy was not enough to make them get out of the way, and another bump has just happened in front of me because Emma M1 are about to go into the side of the cops of Trinity Hall M1. There's surely a concession any minute now. And if they go down the pyre, that's going to be difficult. Now, behind them, Maudlin seem to have bumped up on Selwyn as well because I can't, they are nowhere to be seen. So we're calling that King's above Claire, Maudlin above Selwyn. Can you see? Yes, Ollie.
So I've got Pete House and Katz coming around the corner. Katz, in the last few seconds, a move to about a quarter of a boat length. Pete House, of course, with the longest head, Batman on the river. And Katz moving in now. Katz really pushing hard. It's up to about a canvas. But Katz have just missed that bump. They've got a tiny bit wide over a different corner. And as they head onto the reach, I think it's about a quarter of a boat length to finish. Continuous whistles now, and as they're disappearing, oh! Pete House conceded, I'm afraid. That's Pete House being bumped by Katz. Katz have found their place. Come around this corner now, I've got Gerton, who were bumped by Katz yesterday. Gerton have got a long, hard road now, there's no way they're going to catch anyone in front. But it doesn't look like they're going to be trouble, because Claire and Kings have bumped out, and I've got Robinson coming around this corner now. No sign of Tit Hall, so this could mean, I stand corrected, Tit Hall just coming around the corner now. Tit Hall coming around right hard, and right behind them, we've got, Emma saying they've got the bump, but they haven't! Emma haven't got the bump! Tit Hall are running on, Emma has stopped, Emma saying they've got the bump. Tit Hall don't think there's been a bump, Tit Hall saying no bump. I've got the Tit Hall coach here saying no bump, as Tit Hall roll on. But Emma are sure that they've got the bump. And I'm going to head down now for a quick interview with the Emma boatman if I can. I'm going to try and see what he's got to say on the matter.
Well,
I'm going to try and see what Emma's
while you
say.
Do that, let's break the wall. While you do that.
A long time ago, they bumped. Wonderful.
Okay, back to you, Ben.
Well, thank you. Will, I think, has seen some action on the long reach. Will, what's going on? Yes, Will.
I'm powering down the long reach, following Keys. He's about to call his legs at the moment. Keys hanging tough. They just got under the way of the bridge. They've got about a quarter of a boat length, but they're hanging. I don't think Keys is going to bump them. But Keys is powering through. They've got a group of them. I don't think he's going to hang on, I think. Ah, I've lost him. Over to you, Ben.
Okay, thank you very much, Will. So I think we can
get
a provisional rundown of how that division looks. So it's good news. Yes, Ollie, very quickly. Okay, it sounds like we've lost Ollie, unfortunately. So let me carry on with this provisional rundown of the division.
We've
got Ollie back. So Ollie, what's going on?
Yes, I've just spoken to one of the marshals and they confirmed
I'm really sorry, Ollie.
Emma have just put their green in. Apparently what happened is Emma came around the corner on the inside and got the bump.
Okay, thank you very much, Ollie. You're breaking up, but I'm going to do a provisional rundown of what Cam FM are calling as a result. Downing M1 retain the headship with a fantastic row over. They're very excitable. Keys M1 row over. Jesus row over. Lady Margaret row over. Queens were bumped by Pembroke. First and third bumped by Christ. Peterhouse bumped by St. Cat's who get their blades. Gerton row over. Claire bumped by Kings. Robinson row over. Tit Hall get their spoons as well. They were bumped by Emma. And Selwyn were bumped by the sandwich boat, Maudlin. So, that's what we're calling. We'll confirm those in about 15 minutes' time once we've been to the results tent. But back to you in the studio.
Thanks a lot, Ben. It's Pete in the studio here. Just wanted to ask you, as a former member of Trinity College, how do you make their... What do you think of their mixed fortunes this week? The women, of course, being head of the river and then the men's crews faring a lot less well.
Well, to be honest, Pete, it's a story that, as a Trinitarian, you know, you just become very familiar with. You know, since the glory days of 2010, 2011, the men's boats really haven't been anywhere at Trinity. Occasional, you know, flourishes when, you know, some rugby boys accidentally end up as being M6s in Mays. and, you know, row far too fast for what they're supposed to. Generally, though, the top boats have had disappointing years recently. If anything, I think the women's crew retaining the headship, that's been a lot of hard work behind the scenes over the last 2 years. Yeah, it's not a fatal surprise to those at Trinity, but it is surprising for a club which has struggled, I think, in the women's course in recent years, and I think Trinity will be very happy with how the women have fared.
Brilliant. Now, we've got a challenge for you, Ben. By our calculations, St Catharines have stormed the Marconi Cup, the Cam FM Marconi Cup, with their blaze there in the last event. So what we want you to do is try and grab someone from the St Cat's boats, if you can still catch them, and maybe hear from them before the end of the show.
Grab a cat first.
Grab a cat, indeed.
If I see anyone with a cat, I will do my best. I'll stay on the line. I will run down and try and catch a cat. That's what I will do.
Brilliant. What we'll do is go for a song, Ben, and if you can see if you can grab them in the meantime.
Claire around them. Peterhouse.
Okay, we'll stay live on air for some interviews if you would like to, Ben.
Okay, I mean, I can interview. Who have we got around us? We've got Clare College. I can see what they make of their bumps. Clare College, you're live on Cam FM. Please do not swear. What do you make of how?
First one, no bumps the first day, and the second one have done really well. In fact, their coach is here, so I think.
Yeah, are you proud of your girl?
I'm very, very proud of my WC. It's amazing.
What's it? Because obviously, you know, we see this race, we see what the work that goes in over the week. But this must have been, you know, months in the planning. How's training been over the start?
Skills work really hard. Obviously, the race has been flooded a lot, so they have irked a lot, and then a lot of land training. But they are hard as nails, and they do everything.
Absolutely. Any shout outs or, you know, words of wisdom you'd like to give your crew at the end of bump?
Yellow fire.
Yes, Yellow Fire, thank you very much, Clare College. Congratulations on your best of dinner, guys. So, Ollie seems to have an interview as well. Ollie, have you got cats?
Yeah, one minute.
Okay, so while Ollie finds someone from cats, he's down on the long reach, Ditton Corner kind of end. I am here with Cam FM first-time commentator, but it's not her first bumps, Becky Ham. How have you found it?
I found it really great. It's so strange being on the other side of things. I really, really enjoyed rowing. Now that I've left Cambridge, it's really great to be back watching these bumps and commentating for Cam FM.
Fantastic. It sounds very much like Ollie is with Cats. Cats have won the Marconi Cup. That's the competition where we kind of add up, you know, blades, we add up, we subtract spoons, and we times it by, I don't know, some kind of coefficient. It's something to the math, most, that one. Average number of boats, I'm being told, is that coefficient. Ollie has caught Cats, who won the Marconi Cup this year. Ollie, I'm going to throw over to you now. Are you ready to interview them?
Yes, I am. So I'm here with Cats. Cats have just got blades and also won the Marconi Cup. And I'm here with the Cats Cox, Alistair. Alistair, over to you. So what are your feelings on winning the Marconi Cup and also getting blades?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's been a pretty good length bump, actually, overall. I think it was quite clinical for us. It was probably the least tense day we've had so far. You know, Claire gave us a bit of worry yesterday, but, you know, we dealt with it all right in the end. Yeah, it's been pretty good so far.
And how long have you been a Cox with Cats?
I started in the length term last year. Mecklenburg term last year.
Okay, great. And anything you want to say to any people who might be thinking of rowing in the maze who haven't been rowing in the length?
The weather's better, the boats are faster, it's much more fun. Do it.
Great, thanks very much from Cats. And cheer from the Cats boat, please. Yeah! Thanks very much. Back to you, Ben, on Grassy Corner.
Well, that rounds up, I think, what has been a truly exceptional final day of rowing here at the Riverside. You know, I'd like to just a big shout out to everyone at the Plough Pub for hosting our PA system. Big shout out to Emma Clement and the team who've been manning that PA system. A big shout out to all the rowers. There are over 1,000 boaties who take part in bumps every year in Cambridge. That's an astonishing number. That's something like 1 in 20 students in the city take part in bumps. This is a real grassroots sport, and it's a truly astonishing place to be a rower. And other big shout-outs, I think, to the marshals who have kept everything running. Astonishingly today, every race started on time. I mean, there is a YouTube video somewhere in the internet where a woman starts crying because she cannot hug all the cats in the world. I feel the same way about the marshals of CUCBC. I cry at night because I can't hug all of them and thank them for their sterling work. to the coaches, and of course to the Cam FM team. Thanks very much, and we will see you in May.
Brilliant. That is fantastic, Ben. We're all in sort of floods of tears, laughter, all of it. It's so many emotions.
Lunch bumps.
Cam FM.